We go to County Cavan, where a shop owner and two members of his family were taken hostage by a gang who forced them from their home and held them captive in a nearby disused quarry. Four members of the gang forced their way into the house of Rodney Dolan near Ballyjames Duff, County Cavan, late on Sunday night. He's been telling me about his ordeal.
I had visitors in the house. My father was here from Sligo, my brother and his fiancée, and they were staying with me in the house Sunday night. And I went to bed at 12:30 Sunday night and made sure all the doors were locked, set the alarm in the house and all the rest. And then at approximately 1:45, I didn't know it was that time, I heard the alarm of the house going off, and I also heard strange voices in the house. So I got out of bed and I looked out my bedroom door and I saw a man on the landing with a torch and a handgun, and he had a black ski mask on, and he had the torch shining into one of the bedrooms that nobody was in. I could hear my brother downstairs being spoken to by another person in the house, and so I decided to come out with my hands up, and I just came out with my hands up, "What do you want?" So he pointed the gun at me and brought me down the stairs. And at that point, there was another gunman in the hall, and he was telling my brother to unset the alarm. So, but my brother didn't know the alarm code, so I unset the alarm. He then put the two of us on our knees and put our hands behind our back and tied us extremely tight with white cable ties. Then they got my brother's fiancée down the stairs and put her on her knees and put white cable ties on her as well. Now, they said, "Is there anybody else in the house?" We said, "No." "Where's the safe?" I said, "I don't have a safe." "Where's the cash?" "I don't have cash in the house. You can beat me up, you can shoot me, but the answer will still be the same. I don't have cash or a safe in the house." "Where is the key of the front door?" I said, "It's upstairs on the locker beside my bed." "And where's the keys of your Jeep?" "In the same place." There were four gunmen in the house. One went upstairs and trashed my bedroom, probably looking for a safe or cash. And they came down then and opened the front door and took the three of us out of the house, opened the back door of my Jeep, and put the three of us into the back Jeep with our hands bound, told us not to look at them. So three gunmen then got into the front of the Jeep, and they reversed the Jeep into my brother's car, and then got out my driveway and turned right, and then stopped. And then one got out and got into a car behind us. We could see the lights in coming in the back of the Jeep. And at one stage, they had keys, and they said, "Are these the keys to your Sentra shop?" And I said, "They are." So at that stage, then I knew this was more than... I knew what they were looking for. They were looking for me, and they were looking for to rob the shop. So I thought at this stage that they were going to drive us to the shop and they were going to force me to open the shop and rob the shop and leave us there. But we were I live about 7 minutes from the shop, and we were driving for a good, what seemed like 20 minutes at this stage. So I knew we were going further than the shop.
And Rodney, could you see their faces, or were they wearing masks?
They were wearing ski masks, black ski masks. And they kept telling us, "Look down, look down. Don't look at us, look down."
And when you realised that they wanted to rob the shop, at that moment, did that in some way reassure you? You knew what they wanted?
Absolutely.
And then when the car started driving for longer than made sense, what were you thinking then?
I was getting confused then, and I at that point I was getting worried. And they asked me at gunpoint, "What's the code of the shop? How does these keys work? What are the keys of the ATM, the keys of your safe, the codes, all of that? And we're going now, and we're leaving this man here," another man with a gun. "And if any of the information that you have given us is incorrect, he's going to shoot you." Now, at that stage, we were on parked at a bit of a slope, and I don't know why, but I got vision in my head that we were parked at the entrance to a lake. And I thought at that stage they may release the handbrake on the Jeep and roll us into the lake and drown us when they had their job done. So they left a gunman with us, and they went off in the car. And he kept watched us from the outside, and every so often he'd open the Jeep, and the Jeep was making squeaking noises. He thought we were wriggling to get out, so he'd open the Jeep and he was going to shoot my leg and he was going to shoot my head. And, "Stop wriggling." I says, "I'm not wriggling." I says, "Go to the shop, get what you need to get, and let's get this over." The car came back then after a while, which seemed like another 20 minutes, and then they asked me all the questions again. "What's your codes? How much is in the shop? Any of this information is wrong, we're going to shoot you." So then the car drove off. So I started wriggling in the Jeep to make a bit of noise to see was the gunman still outside. Because if he was, he was going to bang the Jeep or point the gun in. He didn't make noise, so I says to my brother and his girlfriend, they're gone, let's try and get out of here. So I tried to wriggle up into the front to get out. I had no feelings in my hands because the blood wasn't going from my arms down into my hands. My hands were pure dead because the cable ties were extremely tight. So my brother's fiance opened the back door of the Jeep with her toes. She opened the door and then I could see gravel outside. So we were in an unused quarry outside Ballygym stuff. So we got out in our underwear and we ran like hell with our hands bound behind our back on the gravel. The only light we had was moonlight. There was a big bright moon. So we kept running to another house and we saw a car. So my brother rang the doorbell with his nose and the people came out. And I said, don't open your door. We've been kidnapped, my shop has been robbed, our hands are tied, ring 999.
And obviously you were happy, I gather, to have escaped with your lives, the three
of you,
but the robbers, the kidnappers got away with a sum of money. How much did they take from the safe?
I prefer not to say, but it was a substantial sum.
And that was Rodney Dolan speaking to us a short time ago. Gardaí say investigations into the kidnapping and robbery are ongoing and are appealing for information. They're looking for men who are driving a bright-coloured Ford Mondeo car, speaking with Dublin accents, wearing ski masks and dark clothes. Now,